So, that's it then. Back on course. There you were. Had you been eating your fish? Did you have any good advice?
Unfortunately, not as far as Mr. Little was concerned. It had appeared that his feelings towards Miss Glossop were not reciprocated. Miss Glossop's amorous attentions were focused in another direction.
Mine?
I fear so. Mr. Little was then seen running off into the night, declaring that he intended to drown himself.
Stygian gloom forlorn, Jeeves.
Matters between Miss Bassett and Mr. Finknottle were similarly no nearer a solution, principally due to Mr. Finknottle's innate shyness, coupled with Miss Bassett's attempt to inspire jealousy by encouraging Mr. Budge's attentions.
The bounder.
I therefore advised you to intercede with Miss Bassett to plead Mr. Finknottle's case.
Risky stuff, surely.
Not really, sir. It was, after all, a message that Miss Bassett wished to hear.
But the point of all this, let's face it, is that it's not what Gussie says, surely. It's what he feels. I mean, love's a funny thing. It doesn't always look quite the same. It varies from person to person, if you follow. I mean, with Budge, it's a brisk covering in jam. But with Gussie, it's more subtle, more oblique. Like steamed fish. It creeps up on you.